The quest for the perfect Pinot Noir lured Todd and Tammy Schaefer from Malibu to Paso Robles in 2001.
These big barrels are called puncheons, and they hold about 136 gallons of wine. They used them in the old-time wineries in Europe.
But a different fate awaited them and their business, called Pacific Coast Vineyards.
My wife and I had just come up here to set up shop and continue our practice of winemaking, and welcome to Paso Robles. Here's Valley Fever.
In October of 2003, Todd was running a bulldozer through a vineyard and kicking up lots of dust.
There was nothing in the area to alarm us or have us be aware of that, you know, Valley Fever, it was an epidemic in this area. And so we pursued our dreams, and immediately Todd became infected with the spore.
A few days later, Todd was very sick.
And the doctor said, well, looks like you have influenza. Eat some chicken soup, go home, no big deal. All right, like, okay, fine. Figured they knew what they're talking about, right? 3 days later, I'm dying. I mean, I'm just in bad shape.
His condition only got worse. A few weeks later, doctors took a lung biopsy and sent it to a lab at UC Davis. When the results came back, the Schaefers learned that Todd had spinal fungal meningitis. Unlike most cases of Valley Fever, which stay in the lungs, Todd's had spread to his spinal fluid.
I'm a big, strong guy, and it knocked me silly. Knocked me flat out. I had no idea what's going on. Valley Fever, what is this disease? It's horrible.
More than a month after he first fell ill, Todd was finally put on antifungal medication. But by that time, his health was wrecked beyond repair.
And it knocked me on my tail. And I couldn't even work. I couldn't get out of bed for how many months? 6, 8 months? So how can you work? I didn't even dream that I'd get out of bed again.
Before Todd got sick, the couple had managed more than 20 vineyards in Malibu. He was a professional volleyball player for several years. But almost 10 years after he contracted the disease, Todd has a sliver of the energy he once had. Today, his health is contingent on a heavy regimen of harsh antifungal drugs.
It's a poison. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's an antifungal poison. It doesn't kill it. It just keeps it down to a low roar, which I don't know how it does that, but thank God it does.
But the drugs are hardly keeping him healthy. When he's up for working, Todd has produced several award-winning wines. But most of the time, he's just too tired.
I feel handicapped, completely handicapped. But I usually come in and I get like maybe 4 or 5 hours of work in, and then I am wiped out. I have to go home and take a nap. It's simple as that. And it's getting less and less possible for me to work.
Beyond impacting their business, Tammy says the disease has completely changed her family's life.
It limits everything that you do on a daily basis. You become very fatigued, and then you have, you know, all of the hospital bills and the hospital visits and things like that that become very detrimental to your family. But the biggest thing that Valley Fever, you know, would do with my husband having the disseminated form is it shortens your life expectancy. So everything in your life and your future becomes, you know, appropriate on a daily basis. And it becomes more important on a daily basis, the things that you do together.
About a year ago, Todd suffered a small stroke. An infectious disease doctor at Stanford University said he'd developed hydrocephalus, or water on the brain. His doctors expect him to have more strokes and seizures in the future. He's also losing his memory.
I'm becoming more forgetful in my thoughts. I find myself wandering up and down in the house. I forget what I'm doing. I have to write things down all the time. My wife sees it clearly. My son does too. And it's kind of unnerving. It's a little bit much for me.
It could be even worse.
They don't know why I'm alive. My doctors at Stanford look at me, and I've got all the top neurologists and infectious disease doctors, and they say, Todd, we don't understand why and how you are still alive. We don't get it.
Todd doesn't know the answer either, but Tammy credits it to his drive to live.
And we think that it's the heart and the passion and the drive of everyday life to battle something that you had no reason, no way of knowing that it was out there or that it could ever affect you.
That passion was evident last Wednesday as Todd walked through the facility where he makes his wine.
Here's our 2012 Pinot, and we're getting ready to bottle the 11 in the this month, and I'm really looking forward to this because it smells and tastes so good.
He's also coaching his son's high school volleyball team. He says it's had a healing effect on him.
That's keeping me alive, to tell you the truth. It really is. If I can't coach anymore, that's going to be a hit right there.
Todd hopes his experience sheds light on the need for greater awareness of Valley fever and earlier detection of the disease.
I think if they would have caught it early, they would have not allowed it to disseminate through my whole body and eventually rest and set up shop in my brain and spinal cord. That's the killer right there.
Tammy agrees.
It has definitely changed our lives because he was misdiagnosed for so long that he had, you know, the worst case scenario of Valley fever.
They hope that with increased awareness of Valley fever, other families won't suffer the way they have. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin in Paso Robles.